것은 그 백원의 자세로
97 in the same book, and you see the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa ji pe ki shu
good evening. Oh yeah. So, if you're looking at the book, page number 159, and LC 108, so we are kind of stuck here, last couple of weeks, we are stuck here. The title of this, teaching is called Training the Mind, in particular in the profound middle view, so profound middle view. So, you say middle view or middle way, same, pretty much same, doesn't matter. Tendency, means like reasoning, Tendel, interdependent or dependent origination, so Tendel. Dependent origination, that's longer version of Tendel, it's called Tenzin de Orchu, dependent origination, so Tendel. Tendency, so relying on reasoning. This particular reasoning is called like reasoning of interdependence. So you could say like the book is not as a book does not exist from its own side, because it's dependent, interdependent on cause and conditions. So that's the reasoning of interdependence, okay? Huh? Even though there are quite a number of, different types of reasoning, but this one, reasoning of interdependence in particular, this one is very, very praised by many people who, saw emptiness, okay? Shindong Lab is very much praised by people who manage to realize emptiness, okay? Nawa Tende. So Nawa, so this is the Nawa. So according to the text that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment, that short text. So that's like in the short text, when you read that text, you see that, this particular sentence. Nawa, appearances. Tendel, what is the, Nawa means appearances, what is that? That is interdependent. So conventional truth, conventional reality, so interdependent, Nawa, Tendel, so. Nawa Tendel and Yabatan base, Nawa Tendel and Yabatan base. So when you understand interdependence, once we understand the interdependence, not just understand, has a deeper understanding of interdependence, deeper understanding of interdependence, So then, what happens once we have deeper understanding of interdependent or dependent origination, So that allows you to have conviction, faith, into causality, no? Causality, cause and effect, no? Sometimes, that conviction, faith is called pure view, as a pure mundane view. When you see this word, pure mundane view, that pure mundane view refers to conviction, faith in causality. Okay, same, pretty much same. Sometimes you see that pure mundane view, if you wonder what is that, that is conviction, faith into causality, no causality. It's not here, but some other lamrim texts, sometimes they call pure mundane view. So once you are 100% convinced about law of causality, so then you regain conditioned faith into law of causality. So then that helps you to practice such loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, patience, respect, so on and so forth. Okay. Tajicha, the method, that means method side of teachings, that means method side of teaching refers to loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, practice, you know, generosity, concentrations, ethics, you know, and so on and so forth. Share of the wisdom side of teachings, that, you know, refers to the emptiness, you know, the understanding of emptiness, meditation on emptiness, you know, studying emptiness, thinking about emptiness, reading about emptiness, discussing about emptiness, this is all the wisdom side of the practice. You know? So method side of practice, you know, compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, all that. Okay? So now there's order. You know, first, to gain deeper understanding of interdependence. So then that will help you to have conviction faith into law of causalities. That helps you to practice, put more effort into practice of the method side of teachings, practice loving kindness, compassion, and that. Okay? So it's important probably to think. Is there any relationship between those three things? Okay, just think about that. Tongba, emptiness. Empty up inherent existence. Empty up independent existence. It's pretty much the same. Empty up inherent existence or empty up independent existence. So, Tongba. So that's what Tongba, that's what emptiness means. Emptiness means empty up inherent existence or empty up independent existence. of course, it, you know, like, applies to all the phenomena, but particularly self, the self. Or yourself. Tongba la ngishe thangbe tsinziji mikde kangi jang ching minyu ba tang ching minyu ba sa. Once you gain the deeper understanding of emptiness, so that then that has a deeper understanding of emptiness will protect you from sinking deeper into the samsara. It will prevent or protect you from sinking deep into the samsara. So what is samsara? Samsara is the nature of, you know, like, the samsara is the cycle of these natural links. That is samsara, it's not the place. It's the cycle of, you know, natural link. Mide kangija ching means bind, you know. You are not going to be bind by this wrong view, seeing things they are exist from its own side, that's wrong view. The longest we are bind from that. Also, the mic got very tired, so I've been talking last 7 years. Microphone got very tired. Oh, yeah. Maybe microphone showing some condition now. Not just that means, you are, if you gain the deeper understanding of emptiness, you are not going to be bind by this wrong view, but not just that. Tetam the message. Now at the end of the year, but I'm not. Tachi was with two or three times. Don't want to see our tongue, so. So Tachi, true extreme view, no, nihilism. Then like, I'm not sure what it's called, other one called in English.
Materialism.
Materialism, that's another system.
Yes.
the another view is like, you know, superimposed, exaggerated, you know. Something's not there, you just add it on. Oh, so nice, so beautiful, you know, like this is the only one that in the world, and then so, then you know, like, just exaggerated, you know, eating more than, more than, the fact, no? There's two extreme views, that's called middle way. Middle way means free from two extreme view. Middle way is emptiness. So, this is the matter. Now, I think the language about Tangba, Natasha, so the Tibetan Jada Tari, Tombaraj, Chala Tongs. Automatically, you will experience the middle way, you will experience middle way. Automatically, you experience the middle way. You experience or you think from the emptiness point of view when you interact with the conventional reality. When you look at the books, your thinking about books just change. You know, change. You know. It's automatically you will experience the empty part of the book. So, emptiness part of the book. Okay. What word they use like, chikpe chikto, I'm not sure how to say chikpe is mutual benefit. So truth.
Mutually exclusive.
Complementary. No, complementary. Complementary. No, mutually complementary. Mutual benefit. No. Chikpe chikto. So, tomba langi she tambe. Now at endi rangi shawades. Tomba langi she tambe. Nyeshe means when you reach the aha moment, when you think of emptiness, when you reach, oh, maybe that's the emptiness. When you say aha moment of emptiness, yeah. So then, you know, now at the end, like, don't need to put any effort, just, you know, interdependent is just, you know, like, without effort, it just become automatic. You know, when you think about things, you automatically think about interdependent, so. Like that. Tongba Tenjun Dang. Tongba Tenjun Dang. Tenjun Tongba Chawana. Tongba Tenjun. Very, very hard, you know, hard, very hard. According to the three principal actions of the path to enlightenment, the short text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, Minute the object appears to you, any object, when it appears to you, but for you, it's not like something inherent or independent. Just seeing object, it kind of like proves they are not exist from its own side. Right now, it's not like that. You know. When you think about emptiness, the nature of the books, you know, book, and as a, like from the metaphysics. When you think about emptiness of book, you are not thinking, oh, book does not exist. You are thinking about book do exist. Book do exist because it's empty. Up, it has no existence. Understand? Prayer will do exist because it's empty of inherent existence. For ordinary people, when you think about empty of inherent existence, they lose the idea of books. No. When you think about conventional reality is something solid. When you think about emptiness and their solidness or the solidness kind of, you know, disappears. That means, you know, like then fall into nihilism, you know. So emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound. It means something very profound, no? Emptiness. Oh. So if when you get the idea of emptiness, it means oh, nothingness. Oh, it's like the flower in the sky. There's no flower in the sky. So emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound, No? So when you think about emptiness of the book, so it kind of proves that book exists, even though it's empty of inherent existence, but it exists. That's how it exists. Oh. So therefore, emptiness is called ultimate truth. Why is it called ultimate truth? Why is it called conventional truth and ultimate truth? It's conventional truth is not really truth. It's called truth. No. It's truth through our mind, but ultimately it's not truth. No. What is truth? It's emptiness. Because the way it appears, the way it exists, it appears as an empty of inherent existence. That's how it exists. Conventional realities, it doesn't appear as a, you know, like empty of inherent existence. It appears as a something solid, absolute, inherent. That's not how it exists. It exists of empty of inherent existence. That's why it's called conventional reality, conventional truth. Like you know, magic, like magic. No, it appears like or something disappears in the space. That's how it appears, but that's not how it happened. In reality, it doesn't appear in the space. It's just trick. It's just illusion. So. Once you see the emptiness and your understanding of all the conventions of reality, they are like illusions. They are like illusions, no? They are not like real as we think. They are like illusions. They are like dreams. They are like mirage. They are like, how do you say, echo? Like echo, not echo, not illusion, like illusions, no? Like dream. When you dream, everything seems so real. When you wake up, it's just memory. Just memories like that. No, so oh yeah, so that's it. This is very important. Next time when you hear the word emptiness, it means interdependent. When you hear the word interdependent in your mind, that's emptiness. Easy to say, but you know, not easy to understand. You know. Normally people, when they hear the word emptiness, they lose the idea of interdependence. When they hear the word interdependence, not just hear the word, but you know, when you think about the interdependence, then they lose the empty part. When they think about the emptiness part, they lose the interdependent part. You know? So, that's the ultimate understanding of Buddha's, Buddha's knowledge. That's how Shakyamuni Buddha understood everything. Oh, that's his understanding. Okay. Tongva Tenjung. This word is very important. Tongva Tenjung. No, Tenjung Tongva. Chara means understand. Understand. Emptiness means interdependent. Interdependence means emptiness, you know. One coin, two sides. Right now it's two separate coins. But there's a mistake. It's not two separate coins. It's one coin, two sides. One is called unconventional, another is called truth. Same nature, different characteristic. Different characteristic. Characteristic or different character. Different character. Different characteristic. Oh yeah, different characteristic. Oh. See. So please, think about this word. This is very important word. Tomba Tenjung. Tenjung Tomba. Tomba Chawachi, didn't it? So then I just said that, Tetavi Samisul, like that profound refers to emptiness. Samisul, Dajagi, Yajet, Hanjisim, but Diniji, Gombe, Jambeya, and the Chimas of the Chiba, Senna, so was Chukta, during a double debit, Gombo Jambi and the Shalom Musun to Tene, Chief Dongaji Lam Tamjetan. Lama Tsongkhapa here is first Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa, there are three different ways of seeing things. There are three different ways of seeing things, no? One, the best way of seeing things like from eye to eye, like this. Second, you have some kind of experience, but you feel presence of somebody, In this case, for Lama Tsongkhapa, like the Manjushri, Buddhist of Manjushri, you feel, present. And then in the dream, sometimes you see the dream. So that's one way of seeing. That's not the best one. The second one, you feel something. Third, the best one that you see from your eye, like this. Well, Lama Tsongkhapa saw Manjushri like eye to eye contact. Then precisely guided, what needs to be done to see emptiness. Lama Manjushri guided Lama Tsongkhapa, where to go, what to do, so all of that. Okay, that's what he's saying here. So what should to the judging but Daba said, no gumbo jame was in the jindongaji lam jinde tamjetang. So here in America, when you talk about faith, people kind of fed up with faith. But in Buddhism, faith is not just belief. Faith doesn't mean, you have to believe. Not like that kind of faith. Mongte means blind faith. Mongte, doesn't last very long. Mongte. Here you read the books and you study them. It's benefiting so much. It's really improving your thinking, and so much problem been reduced by this particular thinking about Dharma. Then you gain some kind of faith, based on knowledge. So there can actually, the generally speaking, the faith is necessary. It's not that easy to develop. Faith is like mother. Faith is like mother. No mother, no child. Child is like blessing. So faith is like ring, then blessing is like hook. No matter how many times you throw the hook, if there's no ring to hook, he's never going to hook. So tevangundo mother chevat is tevangundo mother chevat. People should develop faith like mother, before child. Child is blessing. So long time ago, there's one merchant in Tibet, He used to go to India all the time. Mother asking him, okay, when you go to India, at that time, Buddha Dharma is really flourishing in India, you know, because so many scholars, you know, so many like monasteries, so many great meditators there, you know, so like that's why people from Tibet, they make like many, many months of journey, you know, by riding horse, maybe walking through this, you know, very, very like dangerous jungles, you know, like all kind of poisonous, like snakes, all of that, you know, so they sacrifice so much, you know, went all the way to India to bring Dharma to Tibet, Buddha Dharma to Tibet. Oh. So then mother is asking that his son, you know, when, please bring Buddha's truth, Buddha's truth. So then each time he forgets, you know, something happens. And somehow then he remembers before he gets back to home, so he remembers, he just picked up one dog's teeth, just to then wrap into some cloth and then give it to mother, you know. So mother is so devoted, you know, it's like so devoted, you know. So see, it's out of 99%, whatever the blessing is coming from your side, you know, for devotions. So then mother seriously thought there is Buddha's teeth, you know, making all kind of, you know, like practicing over that. So then the small, many, many small relics comes out of the tooth. So many relics was as produced by that tooth. Power of heart devotion, power of heart devotions, not the power of the tooth, power of heart devotions. So like that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is very devoted to Manjushri, Buddhism of Manjushri. So and so Ashok Tala, you know, making very strong requests from deep down from heart, sincere, genuine requests from heart towards Manjushri. So then Manjushri do appear as a like person, you know. So as you know, that was, it's not like 1 day, 2 days, you know, long, long time, it's not just 1 day, 2 days, you know. One day, you know, when the weather's very rainy, kind of like foggy, rainy, so then you do something. When weather is sunny, then you forget, not like that, every day. You know, that was devas, you know, Gumbu Jamiya, Shangun, the thing, the Chit, Dunga, Jalam, then, you know, this Buddhist Maharshi taught him so many teachings. Chepa, particularly about emptiness, you know, a middle way. Chepa, some of my thoughts about Navi, you know, that's it. Don't be meta, meta cells. Then there's some, based on the Nagarjuna's book, so then Buddha Manjushri, you know, gives so many teachings to Lama Tsongkhapa, and Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this text, Three Principal Acts of the Path to Enlightenment. He wrote this text, and he's basically sharing his experience of emptiness in this book. So, Kangshi kode chonam tamji junde nangay luwa mi yudang ten tangi ulang shiwujo. Kangshi kode chonam tamji junde nangay luwa me tongji so. Kode means no samsara and nirvana. Kode chonam means no chonam tamji chonam tamji. Then together with all the existence, all the phenomena, junde causalities, no? Cause and effect. Nangya luwa me tongji. If you plant flower, flowers grow. That's real. It's not, that's not illusion. It's real. When you plant flowers, flowers grow. Because Jude, causality is real. It's not illusion. It's like illusion, but it's not illusion. Cause is real. It's like they are, causalities are infallible. Infallible. So, like the path that pleases enlightened being. I've been saying this incorrectly a long time, so finally Chugila says it correctly. So now, path that pleases enlightened being. So, Sanji Chepe Lam. What is that? That is wisdom realizing emptiness. That's the fact, okay? Now, I think the Luan, the Utomba Kenya, the Kuwani, the Doctor, Gumba Toba, please, you know, this Lama is quoting the text I just, you know, said, Three Principal Aspects of the Path to Enlightenment, short text, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. When you read that text, not the beginning, but in the last part of the text, talks of emptiness. And you read and please think about that, okay? And I don't know how to translate in English. Appearance refers to interdependence. Interdependence are infallible. Infallible. So, Tongba is now emptiness. Understanding of your understanding of emptiness and understanding of interdependence. If this becomes conflict in our head, then we don't understand. We don't understand that is a tuva gongba. Tuva, you know, means Buddha. Gongba means we don't understand his understanding. His understanding. You have the text. Yeah. Can you read that? Maybe that's better translation. So this. if the wind has become the emptiness part and interdependent part, when it becomes conflict in our mind, then we don't understand the true knowledge of Buddha, or I'm not sure how they translate it.
If the appearance of dependent relation, which is unbetraying, is accepted separately from emptiness, and as long as they are seen as separate, then one has still not realized the Buddha's intent.
One hasn't realized Buddha's intent. That's the three principles. Now what in my mind, interdependent and emptiness, there's two different things. There's two separate coins. Because I have a lot of problems. When I think of interdependent, I don't understand emptiness part. When I think of emptiness part, I don't understand interdependent. I don't see any relationship between them. So then you haven't realized Buddha's intent. So, this is the name. Maybe sometimes could be, you know, tomorrow, could be next month, could be next year. sometimes, namshik. Maybe sometime down the road, or maybe sometimes, you know. Namshi rejo meva chijatus. Simultaneously, you are understood interdependent emptiness simultaneously. There's no more conflict in your mind. First I will translate with my broken English, then maybe there will be better translation. Simultaneously, interdependent and emptiness. When you able to say that, you know, simultaneously. Simultaneous is not a good word, you know, so that only happens when you get enlightened. In translation. Without alterations, that's better. How you know that you see emptiness? Read that now, please. Read that. So if you wonder, how I can tell whether I see emptiness or not, and the next line, the Lama Tsongkhapa said very clearly.
If
that happened to you, then you saw emptiness. Then you are higher being. You are a superior being. So you are, you cease the root of samsara. No more samsara for you. Everlasting vacations from samsara. Everlasting vacation. No?
If these two realizations are happening simultaneously without alteration, and from merely seeing dependent relation as completely unbetraying, the definite ascertainment comes that completely destroys the way all objects are apprehended as truly existent. At that time, the analysis of the ultimate view is complete.
Mm. So then read the second line. The Lama is also quoting the second line too. Can you read that? So
furthermore, appearance eliminates the extreme of existence,
mm-hmm.
and emptiness eliminates the... Appearance eliminates the extreme of existence.
Oh, that's the one view. That's the one extreme view. Please, can you repeat that?
Yeah. Appearance eliminates the extreme of existence.
Extreme of existence. Okay, that's the one extreme view. Huh? Okay.
And emptiness eliminates the extreme of non-existence.
That's nearly them. Huh? So this is very important. Can you please repeat the first sentence, please?
Furthermore, appearance eliminates the extreme of existence.
Appearance eliminates extreme?
The extreme of existence.
Extreme of existence, no, yata, it's called yata. In Tibetan it's called yata. Extreme existence.
Extreme of existence.
Extreme of existence, that's called yata. Yata, extreme of existence, that's called yata. Second line, please.
Yeah, sorry, it just crashed. okay, our karma is working again. And emptiness eliminates the extreme of non-existence.
Nearly, no. Middle way, freedom, free from those three extreme views. Middle way, emptiness, same.
If you realize how emptiness manifests in the manner of cause and effect, then you are not captivated by wrong notions holding extreme views.
So another text, you know, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, right after, not long after, you know, he saw emptiness, so, cause praise to interdependent. Praise to?
In praise of dependent origination.
So, in praise of dependent origination. Wonderful text, you know, wonderful text. All the problems in the world. The root of that is ignorance. Root is not the neighbor. It's not the house, it's not the car, it's not the government, it's not the politicians. It is the ignorance, the root. All the problems, we share. You know, we share individual problems coming from all the problems. Root is the ignorance. Interdependent. That's why Buddha told interdependent. If you understand interdependent, then you will be free from ignorance. That means you are free from all the problems. So, that's Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, praise up. Press up dependent origination. So, press up dependent origination. So, so this text is pretty much dedicated to emptiness. You know, pretty much, you know, doesn't talk of renunciation, doesn't talk of bodhicitta, it just talks of emptiness. But do we have text? Yeah. So, can you please say it in English? So my apparently I didn't translate it very well.
Whatever degenerations there are in the world, the root of all of these is...
Degenerations refers to problem, complications, not just degeneration. Degenerations refers to problems, okay? Problem or complications.
Whatever degenerations there are in the world, the root of all of these is ignorance.
So see, kripa, no, probably there's a little bit different pronunciation from Central Tibet people from Kham. Kripa, there's a literal degeneration, is the literally translation of the word kripa, means problem, complication. Oh.
You taught that it is dependent origination, the seeing of which will undo this ignorance.
See, so... Right after his emptiness, okay? Very important word. She has said to me, if somebody has mind, I'm not sure how to translate it, there's a lot of them by intention to what you how come somebody who's studying or maybe has wisdom, why they don't understand that's the essence of Buddha's teachings? That's what it means. Second line. There's a lot of them by intention to what you or interdependent or emptiness. If somebody who has wisdom, why they don't understand interdependent or emptiness is the essence of Buddha's teaching. There's a lot of them by
So how can an intelligent person not comprehend that this path of dependent origination is the essential point of your teaching?
That's what it means. So happy the Buddha taught emptiness, no? So happy, so his mind was so like filled with joy about, understanding of emptiness, no? So filled with, full of joy. His heart is filled with, full of joy, So therefore he prays, he wrote this. Press up interdependent. In praise of dependent origination. Wrote this text with full of joy. Heart filled with joy. So she has a two things, not just happy, like really, really extremely happy. So then he prays, he wrote this text called Dependent Origination, so the text, Panja Parameter text has been written by Shakyamuni Buddha based on about interdependent originations. Then Nagarjuna, Gumbaluru teaches, Chunam Tomba Dishin is Nagarjuna said, if you manage to understand the emptiness, law of causality will be exist. So that is so amazing, really amazing. What else you can say? Wow. Wow, amazing, yeah. This text is probably 400 stanzas of Madhyamaka Avatara. I'm not sure, but I think this text is
didn't mention the name here. So, small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large, extra, extra, extra large. So then similarly, best, then what? Good, better, best. So maybe here, like, rough, good, full, better, chotungabu, best, you know. So, good, better, best way to praise Shakyamuni Buddha is to praise to Shakyamuni Buddha based on his understanding of emptiness. That's the best way to praise. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa praise Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, based on this text, you know, in praise of dependent origination. That's, you know, praise to Shakyamuni Buddha solely based on his understanding of, you know, emptiness. Okay? Then, once you analyze, but we don't analyze. You want to say something? Okay, just do nothing. Just hold. Otherwise, we are going to stuck here for years and years. Korte ji chetamje tana rashi du dzamne so korte samsara nirvana. That means that includes exist or every existence. You know, every existence is summarized into those two words, samsara, nirvana, everything. Therefore, so much been said. The best way to good, better, best way to pray Shakyamuni Buddha is based on his knowledge of emptiness. You know, so therefore, Tina, Kodde Chetanje, Tanaje, if you analyze, we don't analyze. We just say, we don't analyze. We never analyze, you know, so, sorry to say, never analyze, but that's not true. We do analyze, you know, once the blue moon. We do analyze. I'm not sorry to say, we never analyze, we do analyze. No? But here, what is it? If you analyze, then you know these are free of independent existence. Or they don't exist from its own side. They don't exist at all from its own side. Once you analyze, you know, prayer will. Oh, there's no wood. Before it's like lumber. Before it's be tree. Somebody cut it and somebody make lumber. Then somebody, you know, design and somebody, you know, prison. Then it becomes prayer will. It's just, you know, it's called, but you know, it has to have valid base, you know. You can't just call this prayer will, this is called book. This is no, you can't call this prayer will because there's no valid base to label prayer will. You know? You can't just call, oh, this is bread, piece of, you know, like pizza. You know, you can't do this, there's no valid base. If you analyze, you know, thing doesn't exist for its own sake. If you analyze, you know, there's a major chance. No, chance is, you know, but if you analyze, thing doesn't exist from its own side. Even nirvana, samsara, they don't exist from its own side. But mata majjhava, if you don't analyze, mata if you don't analyze or investigate, different between analyze, investigate, is the difference between analyze, investigate, previously. Mata, but it's here, there's two words, mata, maje. If you don't analyze, you just stick with the one word. If you don't analyze, junje, tenje, lume the charge. So junje, lume the charge. Teja, lume the charge, ninje, tomba za mayimba, suna maje, shetanje, dende, tomba nyambata, pane duye, nyambu, sunji, nawada, tomba ni, Government member, so now this
stanza is now about to finish, finally. Officially, it's about to finish. Officially. So, you know, before you meditate on the stanza called training the mind, in particular in the profound middle view, so, you know, if you are visualizing something, then you maintain that visualizations, then in front of that, you know, whatever it is, like marriage field, whatever it is, and you make strong request, deep down from your heart, sincere, genuine, and with the intention, like motivations to benefit all sentient beings, not just me, all sentient beings. So then you say, bless me to able to actualize emptiness. Then you say this word, and you meditate on emptiness. That's how you meditate on, okay, well. Then from the object, if you are visualizing marriage field from the object, lama lazo manju kuishale duji nala vesi duji nala, like five color nectars, Just imagine. Imagine or visualize. Just imagine the five color nectar or light. Doesn't matter. You can do just nectar or you can just do light and nectar. If you are doing the light and nectar together, then you need to visualize light, not just light, as hollow light. Hollow? Yeah. It didn't say here, but in some other texts, it's not here, but some other texts, that's how you do. When you do as a, Dizibevjang, Tibetan words called Dizibevjang, bev means, you know, draw the nectar, then purify, that's what it's called, Dizibevjang. Draw nectar or amrita, Sanskrit words called amrita, draw amrita or nectar, then purify. All the physical sicknesses, mental discomfort. Visualize. If you can just visualize nectar, if you're visualizing nectar and the light both, so then light has to be hollow light. Then five color nectar flows. Maybe you touch, it's like, you know, when the snow falls on the warm stone, maybe you touch, it melts like that. Maybe you touch, it just melts. Visualize all the people and all the beings around you, all these beings, with like physical difficulties, mental difficulties, emotional difficulties, anxiety, fear, stress, you know, whatever, and you visualize all of them there, and just imagine the nectar flows. Immediately touch from their head, immediately purify all their sicknesses and their mental problems and physical problems, purify. You know? Then visualize all of them, you know, sees emptiness and liberated it for samsara, for good. Imagine. So, you know, so that's good. You know, that's, you can estimate, you cannot estimate power of the mind. You cannot estimate power of mind. Oh, there's so much the mind can do. So now, then why two? Nectar and light, you know. Because there's clear light, illusory body, you know, clear light, illusory body, you know, it becomes the cause for light, becomes cause for the clear light. The nectar becomes the cause for illusory body. That's why you visualize two of them. Sohonambuji said, not here, you know, Sohonambuji said when he teach, when he's giving teaching of what you're going to practice, Sohonambuji said that's why you visualize light and nectar both, because it creates the cause for illusory body and clear light. Julie illusory body, sometimes they say rainbow body, same. Rainbow body, illusory body, same. No, there's no difference, it's the same, same thing, the same thing. You know? There's two words, jali, juli. Jali, that's rainbow body. Juli, you know, so then there's illusory body, it's very the same. You know? So then why you, the next time, if somebody asks you, that's how you answer. So that's going to be a correct answer, you know, like then if somebody can, if somebody wants to see, you can pin, you can point the books, they can read and it'll be there. You know? So become the cause, create the cause for illusory body, visualizing nectar, create the cause for illusory body, visualizing light, create the cause for, you know, clear light, vessel, clear light, you know, clear light. Oh, there's mother clear light or child clear light. No, there's two of them. Mother clear light, everybody experience time of death, everybody experience. So the child clear light, that's the understanding of emptiness. The child clear light. Okay, oh. This is the thing. Five color nectar, same here. Five color here. Preflex, five color. Same. I think pretty much same, yeah. The white crown, white color from crown. Dimba, red throat. Tuga, blue from heart. Yellow. From the belly button, from the green, sacred chakra, five chakras. You visualize that. So you visualize, you know, from the object, you know, then. So I just think that the listeners should be so. The Shinto Tobaka, Tola, the Wajika, Krozo, Lamji so miniature, Lamji so miniature. The emptiness is so hard to see, emptiness is so hard to see, you know. Even just having a good understanding, that's very good. Even just having understanding, you know, when you say, you know, every sadhana practice, Om Sambhavashita, Sadhana Sambhavashita, Hum. If you don't have any understanding, emptiness, just a word, and just you're just saying Sanskrit word, Om Sambhavashita, Sadhana Sambhavashita, Hum. All become empty. Like that. Then, suppose to pause. Or maybe simultaneously think about, you know, Om Sambhavashita. Pure nature of body, speech, and mind. Savadama. All the phenomena, Sambhavashuddha, pure nature of body, speech, and mind, pure nature of all the phenomena, and you are saying, that is me. Oh, that is me. All become empty. Then from there, then you visualize, you know, thumb, green thumb, so then the thumb become tara, green tara, then you know, like, then you visualize all of that, you know. Right. So that's very important to have, you know, some understanding of emptiness, okay. You know? Even just intellectual understanding, also good. So we have no idea how much this purifies, you know. Like, the most powerful purification practice is to read about emptiness, think about emptiness, discuss about emptiness, meditate on emptiness. That's the most powerful purification practice you can do. Why? It goes against to the root, not just branch. Not the branch, root. It goes against the root. Well, that's why it's so powerful. That's why it's root. So powerful. Oh. This is just extra. I'm just saying this extra. It's not here. I'm just saying this extra thing. So, when you read Lamrim, then you understand. When you read Lamrim, then you understand. Teta Vishnu Shintava, Madonna Dunga Khangi Kapsana Lamji So Minye Chi, Chiva Labo Chi Chidam Lab Jang Migdam Tave Mishindo Lamji Minye Vasung La. So,
without having any understanding of emptiness is going to be within the samsara, it's going to be like person without eyes, blind persons, you know. Then like trying to like find a way around or way out or lambda minute basuna. Dangwa di jave gongwa lutup jitta ve sami ten di tabushi ye to she pachin to ge judo kumi chewa samji zene so like that kind of teaching exists, you know, in the six professions, you know, profession of generosity, jimache, profession of ethics, sudimche, profession of patience, profession of concentrations, profession of concentration, profession of wisdom, comes last wisdom, in this term that used in Gaju tradition, you know, Nyingma tradition called Dzogchen, you know, basically emptiness. Ma mudra, emptiness, there's nothing, there's a divine word. need to study how to find that correct view, need to study. Once you find, then you need to meditate. So this Lama, this part of the Guru Puja here, this particular section of the Guru Puja, kind of the summary of all the, you know, teachings on emptiness, kind of summary. So, if some of you here want to really study, you know, so that's like bits and pieces. Well, here the bits and pieces of information of emptiness. If you really want to study elaborately, then here, you know, the Tibetan master suggesting to read great Lamrim, big Lamrim. You know, so in English there's three volumes. So it will be the last volumes. Not the first one, not the second one, the third one. You know, wisdom part. Then you read. It's very important to keep in your mind, you know, that is the most powerful purification practice. When you read about emptiness, even just throughout the day, just seeing the some stanza, the truth of emptiness is very powerful. Here is like bits and pieces of information on emptiness. If you want to know more, then Lama suggests please read Lamrim Chenpo, this great Lamrim, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. How many years ago? Around 650 years ago. 650 years ago now, probably 60 or 50 or something like that. So now here, Vajrayana part. So I'm going to read very fast in Tibetan, so just visualize that you understood everything when I say in Tibetan. Renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realize emptiness. Three principles, except the path. We don't have any understanding of that. Reading about Vajrayana practice, doing Vajrayana practice, is just a waste of time. Sorry to say, it's just a waste of time. We don't have any understanding what is Nanzi, what is Bodhisattva, what is emptiness, and doing like Vajrayana practice is. It's like a blind person riding a horse, have no idea or clue where that horse is going to take, can see. So the Vajrayana teachings very much advertise all over the world. Oh, come to this initiation, receive this initiation, you will be instantaneously liberated. Not true. Not true. So, need foundations, foundations. Of the foundation of all the good qualities, there's there's text. Three principles essential of the path to enlightenment. That one. Then the song of experience. Lamrim composed, short Lamrim composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Beautifully written. Those, even at least just to understand what is renunciation, what is bodhicitta, what is emptiness. Then based on that, if you read about Vajrayana teachings, good. It's good, it's very good. Without that, so then, placing like something, some object on your head, it's not going to liberate you. It's not going to liberate If it's that easy, why Buddha taught all these texts? Why Buddha taught all of, why he writes all these books? If it's that easy to put some, like how is the long life vessels on someone's head and liberate it, why he wrote all these books? Because mind is complicated. Our thinking, complicated. What we should do now, like to skip the Vajrayana path. Jump to the basic program next Wednesday. I'm going to read. So see. Nipa tumu mayimba doji tepa losu je. Tumu mayimba is like, tumu mayimba means very unique path, very unique tumu mayimba. Or maybe very uncommon. Some people say it's shortcut. Yeah, it is shortcut. But it requires foundations. No foundations, no shortcut. Okay, now, very this part is important. Naglam, Tantrayana, or secret yana, mantrayana, whatever you call, Naglam, Vajrayana, Dojitekpa. Vajrayana is called Dojitekpa. Naglam, Samo, very sacred or very profound. Nirundu chava. First, one has to prepare to become proper vessel for the teachings. If Lama wants to pour the teaching into you, you have to be a proper vessel. To pour in. Otherwise, So what about the set? Is there true? So say, Gokul has the Lama tricks. All the students trick, student trick Lama, trick? Has a trick. Lama trick them, student trick them. Lama, oh, I'm so and so. Students, oh, I'm receiving so much important, something very important. Then you each other trick to each other, that's all. Nothing happens. So that's why it's very important to, what's the qualification, how I qualify to be proper vessel to receive Vajrayana teaching. Once you become the proper vessels, then Tantik, Samaya, pledge, Domba, vow, Tapachava, needs to be lived with the pure vow and pure Samaya. Lam rinji gomsulos, that's it. Lam rinji,
the two lang rinni, two stages of path, two stages, generation stage and accomplish stage, you know, jerim zogrim is called jerim zogrim. Generating stage, accomplish, compilation stage, you know, zogrim, so. So in the compilation stage, that's why all this, you know, chakra, energy, wind, all this practice happened there. So Panguli, the first one, how to become proper vessels, you know, for Vajrayana teaching, then Bodhijinbe, Tenenchi, you know. So now Lama, then now, second stanza here, LC 109, okay, here. Training the mind in the uncommon path. You can say uncommon, that's, you know, literally translated word, Tumumayimba, or unique, unpart of Vajrayana. Vajrayana preparation one step for the tantric path. The keeping the tantric vows and pledge purely. Then the reason the Tenenji, Tile, Jude, Janzo, Jinga, the Mudu, Tawa, Tanzu, the Mono, solid table to much in your loss. The root of the seed is dear than my life. Dearer than my life. Dearer than my life. So that's the stanza. Okay. Tene dojizumbe tebeje, tene jute jadu jinga de, tene jute jadu, tene dojizumbe tebeje, dojizumbe tebe, wajala master, tene dojizumbe tebeje. The kindness of the Vajra Master, Tinle Jude Zanjo Jingal, there's no color here. Then the crossing the depth of ocean of Tantras, through the kindness of my captain, Vajra, my captain. My captain. Tepe, Dojizimbe Tepe, the Vajra Master probably better. Anyway, through the kindness of my captain, Vajra Dharas, I seek your blessing that I may hold the vows and pledge the root of siddhis. Siddhi is a spiritual attainment. Siddhi. There's common cities, uncommon cities, and many more than, you know, cities, many more cities. So there's the one here. So they're already translated here. So you see, then the crossing the depth of ocean of Tantra, so ocean of Tantra, Jidijanso. Vajrayana teaching, there's more books. Much more books than Sutrayana. Much more books than Sutrayana books, you know. Much more teaching there than Sutrayana. That's called ocean of Tantra. Ocean of Tantra means, like, that's like, ocean refers to loss and loss. You can't probably measure, you know. Loss and loss, that refers to loss. Tantra says, do the kindness of my captain Vajradara, you know, Tarish. So when they advertise initiations or empowerment, so first, you know, they should explain that. It's much, much better, you know. So then, just, you know, Sivatada member the long the tone the say on Juge Pal Milong to the magician. So that's why, you know, Lamrim is very good, you know, book to read or to think about, you know. So then after that, you know, receiving some teaching on Vajrayana teaching. So last 17 years, I never give any initiation at Kadamba Center. Why? Do I know? I don't know how to give. It's not that difficult. No, it's knowledge. You can learn. I know you can do. So why I didn't do? Oh, so not because I don't know how to do. I do know how to do. Oh. But no, that's why I invite my teachers to give all the initiation empowerment. You know, give all the requests him to give initiation in all the empowerment. So you can't just do because you know how to do. That's not good. So shenitin to nishilaku lam tumo ala jambe, you know, to train or to study or, you know, the foundations. From beginning, from lamling to all the way to the end. To have just, have some understanding. importance of, you know, you probably, I'm not going to say, but begin from lamling to all the way to end. You read that, so. That's how you to train yourself to become proper vessels. Then you could instantaneously be liberated within this life. You know, as a proper, and not a proper purpose, proper vessel. Meet proper, not proper vessels, meet qualify Vajra Master. There's good possibilities you could be liberated within this lifetime. That's what happened to Milarepa. Same what happened to Marva. Milarepa's master, Marva, Marva's master, Narva, Telopa, master Narva, you know, so Narva, Indian master, Telopa, Indian master, Marva, Tibetan, Milarepa, Tibetan, two of them, you know. So, you know, how is Telopa? Yeah, I mean, Telopa, you know, used to study in Nalanda Monastery, the Western Gate, where there's many gates, there are four gates of Nalanda Monastery. Western Gate, that's where all the non-Buddhist scholars, they just walk by. So most of the scholars in Nalanda Monastery, they are located in the Western Gate, in case somebody comes in to debate, so they, you know, are there to read to debate. So Telopa, you know, he's well educated, very scholar, well educated. So he's been thinking, so maybe, you know, I know all of them, but, you know, that's really not really benefiting my mind. My mind, you know, is kind of raw. My mind is kind of like a raw, untrained, green. Yeah, maybe like, you know, like, you know, all of that, but there's not much, you know, experience here. So then he's, you know, every text he reads, he understands perfectly well. So then he thought, oh, maybe, you know, then he started thinking, maybe he went to the library, then he started to read the Vajrayogini Sadhana. Man, it's so like, it's like, not like thousands and thousands of pages, you know, it's like few pages. And it's very, very easy to practice. So then he was reading, then all of a sudden there's one woman came and asked Telopa, what are you doing? He says, I'm reading text. And he said, what text? He said, about Vajrayogini. And he says, she asked, do you understand and the word that Telopa said, of course I do understand the word. So then she kind of laughed and dancing around and laughed, made kind of fun. And then she asked, do you understand the meaning? And he said, of course I understand the meaning. And she cried. And then Telopa said, why you are so jealous, you know, when I say I know the word, you are just dancing, singing. And when I say I know the meaning, you are just crying. And say, you don't understand either one of them, the lady said, you know. The lady said, you don't know either one of them. Then Telopa was wondering, maybe she has something to say. Then Telopa said, do you have any suggestion what I should do? You know, because I study all of them, but one mind is not really changing. So then the lady said, okay, you need to meet my uncle. And so the uncle, what's his name? He says, Naropa. And he said, where I can find Naropa? He says, he lives on the mountain up there, so you go and ask people there, so then you will find him. That's the karmic connected person, he can train your mind. Not Telugu said, okay, so then Telugu went and not to look, asking every person he see on the road, he said, are you Naropa? And they said, no. He started asking every person he met on the road, asking. All of a sudden, down the creek, there's one person who's like fishing, and eating raw fish, eating the fish from the pond or lake or creek. And then Telugu looked at her. Telugu said, Telugu told him, like, what an unfortunate being you are. Like, look at your hair, it's all gray, nice. You are fishing and eating this live fish there. What a negative karma you're creating. Then Naropa said, no need to worry. And he collect all the bones there. Then he collect all the fish, and he said, go in the water, nothing happened. All the bones, they just jump in the water. They just go. They're fish, nothing happened. Then Telugu thought, oh, maybe that is Naropa. Then Naropa said, yes, I am Naropa, without saying anything. And whenever he thinks Naropa answers, you know, oh, maybe he's Naropa. Then he said, oh, I am Naropa. When I look at his behavior, maybe he's not Naropa. I'm not Naropa. Then he said, I'm not Naropa. So whenever he thinks, he just say, you know, so he's one, oh, maybe he's Naropa, you know. He says, yes, I'm Naropa. Maybe he's not Naropa when I look at him. Oh, I'm not Naropa. So then since then, you know, so then there's like, then train Telugu. So then Telugu managed to achieve, you know. There's like proper verses. So then, like qualify as a master. Then there's possibility you could, you know, enlighten within short lifetimes, you know. Like saying like Marva and Milarepa. So can you imagine Milarepa, how many people Milarepa killed? You can just, oh, I did this, I did that, but maybe there's no chance to get enlightened. Milarepa killed many animals, many people, human beings, many of them. Not just human beings, his relatives, aunt and uncle, he killed many people, so. But he still managed to, you know, achieve Buddhahood, you know, within that short lifetime. So, not sure why I'm saying this. Now time's over, so I'll stop. So then maybe next Wednesday we'll continue. Maybe. But definitely there'll be class, but you know, continue maybe a little bit, so see. I'll read and explain, then you can help people, you know, so make sure before they receive initiation what it means, you know, so what is required, so you can really help to guide people in the right path. You know? Going on the wrong path, then it's not good. Going to the right path, doesn't matter how long it takes. It could take a year, it could take months. Who knows, you know. So what kind of measures you've been created in life before this, or how to say, okay. Yes.
In the Essential Buddhist Prayer Book, turn to page 263. And we'll read the final Lam Rim dedication. Jai Lama Tsongkhapa. From my two collections, that's a space that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for great lengths of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, May I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bhanta's peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may you always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. I turn to page 244 and 245, and we'll chant the short long life prayers. Ganirawe korwe shinkam di pendande wa malu shunwe ne Chere ziguan ten zingyatso yi, shape si te bardu ten chu chi. Jonu yin alam wang shortu, awatare ten bara sopa, lo zangye we de ton le pel sho, shashe gengyo lama so wa de. Tup su chan jin jang gengye we. Om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.